We've got someone within the inner circle of the National Football League that O loves to reference, and I guess, what do you seek out advice from him or
he's
opinions?
He's a former player, NFL network broadcaster, and insider. I don't know. JP's going to give me the heads up when he is there.
Yeah, we'll call him in a moment.
Yeah, just get his two cents, because I said I know a bunch of people on the inside, and it's about Patrick Mahomes, and I guarantee you he will say MVP is Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
So it's just one more person to add to the list.
Yep, that's fine, man. So whenever you're ready to turn into Joe Host over there, you do it, man. And
okay, well, without further ado, here is my friend, NFL Network commentator and insider, my buddy, Carl Grammatica. How are you, Carl?
Hey, Jeff. How you doing, man? Thanks for having me on, boy.
Just I'd like to pick your brain about the MVP race in the NFL, and if you had any thoughts. We were talking about it as a fill-in-the-blank situation. If someone put a stranglehold on the MVP, Carl, who would that be?
Is this the reason why you ruined my dinner tonight? You have me come on and answer this question?
That's exactly right, Carl.
I mean, it's a slam dunk. It's Patrick Mahomes. Why is this even a debate?
There you go.
Carl Grammatica.
What an insider this guy is. What position
is
did
that?
You play, Carl?
Where's the debate here? It's Patrick Mahomes and everybody else. What are you guys debating here? Who's the other guy?
Yeah, I guess that sounds like it's a very riveting case for someone who's on the NFL Network and played in the league. Yeah. I've watched the NFL Network a lot. I don't remember a Carl Grammatica popping in to the rotation, but refresh my memory, because I'm searching you on Wikipedia right now. What position did you play, and what teams did you play for in the NFL?
I was the kicker for the Buffalo Bills during their Super Bowl years.
Okay. Oh, so you went wide right. Okay.
No, that was Scott Norwood. I was the guy. I was his backup.
Ah, I see. Oh, you were the backup kicker. I forgot that teams used to keep backup kickers on the 53-man roster back in the 90s.
Carl, we got to get to some other stuff, Carl, but thanks for coming on, and maybe we'll get to you at a later date.
Hey, Jeff, anything for you, boys. I can't believe you guys have cut me on to answer that simple question.
Yeah.
Enjoy your night, boys.
Thanks, Carl Grammatica. Wow, Carl Grammatica. What an inner circle. What insight to think that you have access to a mind like that in the National Football League. Obviously, I need to concede. You're right. It's Mahomes that's the MVP.
Carl knows best.
What was the name of the guy we had on from Vegas the one time?
Dick Jameson or something.
Rick, no.
Oh, Mick Jameson.
Mac Jameson.
Mac Jameson.
That's right. Almost...
Mac Jameson and Carl Grammatica.
What, from the famous Grammatica kicking family.
Yeah. Yes. I almost blew my lid because I've been begging for a tape segment, and apparently you guys had a tape segment. You called this Mac Jameson, and it was just a stunt, and it was a joke. And then you claim, it was just a mess, all of it.
We should revisit that at some point. We got to do that. Because it was around this time of year, too. It was in December, I think. Everyone was on fumes and waiting for the holidays, and you did exactly what we knew you would do. You'd leave the studio, go strap on a feed bag, come in, and just be completely lost in terms of timing, in terms of when we're back.
I didn't even care who it was. I wasn't going to comment on it. I was like, okay, Mac Jameson, done. Go to commercial. We'll start up again.
I can remember it vividly. He always just points to you, Hayes, like points at the microphone. It just goes like, you go.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
just
out.
The wave. Like, you go. You carry the interview. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happened. But then we cut it short or something?
Yeah,
I can't remember because you
were playing Mac Jameson, and then after a couple of minutes, I stopped you and just said, all right, enough of the stunt. We know he's not in studio. He's not paying attention. So let's just end this whole Mac Jameson thing and come back as if we've lost the feed and that we have to get back on the air and see how he responds. And it worked out perfectly.
It was awesome.
It was a well-executed bit. So there you go. Mac Jameson and Carl Grammatica, members of the rotation of guests that we've had on this show. And we've had a pretty good guest list today. So to throw Carl Grammatica into the mix, very impressive stuff.